You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Very excited to have our guest on this week. He's a return guest. Dante Nero, thank you for coming on.
What's going on, man? Good to be here. Good to be here, so, J-Train.
So pumped to fucking have you, man.
I'm glad to be back, man. I had such a good time last time, and I got such a good response from fans and your fans, and yeah, it was
they were obsessed with you. That's why we had to have you back on. They were all like, okay, you have a way about you. You give advice,
and yeah.
You know, you have a podcast yourself. I've done it before. It's an awesome podcast.
We had a ball.
Beige Philip Podcast. Explain that podcast and you know, you give your little
okay. So I was rundown. In my 20s. I was a pimp for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take pimp principles and I apply it to square relationships.
Yes. Okay.
And so the difference is, instead of getting money out of a girl's ass, I'm making it so that you can watch the game in peace.
Yes. So there's a change of currency.
Yes,
exactly. You don't want to
watch. It's time.
I want to watch LeBron instead of getting some Benjamins.
Right,
you know, Franklin.
Right. I don't want to go to your dumb craft festival.
Yes.
And I'll teach you how to not do that.
That's perfect. And that's why people love you on this. We give advice here, and I think this is a great matchup. You guys should all go subscribe and become fans of the Beige Philip Podcast. It's fantastic. I've been on an episode. It's just a fun time. You can also follow Dante on Twitter and Instagram @DanteNero on Twitter, DanteNero, and then @DanteNeroComedian on Instagram. So,
right.
So follow, support, and Dante is
also
fucking
and I'm
awesome.
Doing. Great. I started doing things was growing, have been growing so much that yeah. I started doing one-on-one consultations. So if you're going through a breakup or you're getting ready to break, if you're having
there
problems with your girl, you can hit me at SaveMeDante@gmail.com, and I do an hour consultation. You send me, I'll send you the prices and everything, and we do a one-on-one consultation where I save your fucking.
That's perfect. Yeah. Do you have one example that you've like saved somebody's?
Yes, I have a guy who just called me, a comic friend that you know too, which we'll talk about it later. But he called me up. He goes, I need some advice.
Yeah,
married, 2-year-old kid, cheated on his wife.
Uh oh.
Cheated on his wife, and she's running him ragged. So I say, okay, so
she knows about it.
She found out.
Okay.
Right. So I go, let me tell you what the story is. And I go,
you told him the lie to tell.
No, I tell him, let me tell you what happened. He was like, well, let me tell you what happened. I go, I already know what happened.
Yeah.
I go, you cheated on her. You're going to couples therapy now, right? She picked the therapist. The therapist is a woman, and you're paying for it. Right.
sounds like an unfair fight.
And I go, and every time you mention anything remotely that she can relate to this girl, you go, pass the butter. And she goes, I bet you that bitch uses butter on her toast. I bet you fucked with uses butter.
Yeah, you knew the whole story.
I knew
right
the story
away.
Because it's such a typical thing. And I asked him why did he step out? And so what happened was, it was a situation where he financially was taking care of her for like 5 years. He went through a little patch where he couldn't. Where it was a little rough financially.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was she kind of emasculated him. And so I say, if any of the ladies out there listen to the show, you can always cut a dude's balls off, but he will always find another woman to pin him back on.
Okay.
So be careful with that.
Motto for life.
Right. Yeah. So she, the minute he had a rough patch with his comedy, she was like, why don't you quit comedy? Which is a really bitch thing to do.
It's tough.
Because the first thing you do, like he's been doing comedy for about 15 years.
Yeah.
The minute this guy buckles, his knees buckle, you take this as an opportunity to get him to leave his dream. And basically what
And that's also his life, and it's
his
been his
life.
Livelihood.
It's been his life, even before her.
And it kind of, especially for a man, you know, when you're, whoever's making money at something, that's where you get your worth from.
Right, sure.
And she's just saying, well, you don't know how to get your worth anymore.
Right. And you're not worthy. And yeah. So he was, yeah, but she's a good girl. She's a good girl. I go, okay, let me ask you this. I said, when you found hit that patch where you couldn't earn, did she go, listen, babe, I know that comedy is your life. Mm. It's your goal and your dream. I go, but we're married. And I want you to know whatever I have to do to keep to hold your end of the bargain until you get back on your feet, I'm with you 100%. Don't worry about it. Just keep pursuing. I know I believe in you and you can get back on your feet. I go, did she say that? He go, no. Actually, what she said was, why don't you quit and go get a job?
Yeah, the speech was a little right. different.
So I go, see, if she didn't say that, then she's not a good girl.
Yeah.
Because basically what she's saying is, I want to be happy, and I'm willing to sacrifice your happiness for it.
It wasn't a team happiness.
No,
it was
no.
My happiness is more important than yours.
Which is something I say on my podcast all the time, that as a guy, always put your happiness first.
Oh, okay.
Because your happiness is the things that you like to do, but your happiness is also encompasses your woman being happy. There's no guy who has a girl whose girl is not happy that he's happy with his life if his girl is
totally.
Not happy.
Totally. When things are good for you, things will be good for her.
Right.
Things will be good for the relationship. Right. It all translates to the
and
next.
I think as a man, you have to be strong enough to protect yourself from your woman's emotion. You have to protect your relationship from your woman's emotion. And you got to protect your woman from her own emotions, because when she's being emotional, she'll destroy everything. She'll just scorch
the earth. There's not a lot of rational thought that's going on.
They fuck everything
up.
Well,
listen, this sounds great. Go find Dante. The Beige Phillip podcast is fantastic. Great advice.
I want to give you the advice, though, what I told him.
Okay, please.
Real quick. So I said, first thing you got to do is you got to go. So he had said,
on the offensive.
Right. I said, how long have you been going to therapy? He goes, it's $150. He's been going for 6 months. Right?
Okay.
It's $3,600.
Yeah,
I go, $3,600. I told him $3,600 could pay for the divorce, right? Or a trip to Fiji and you can learn how to fuck each other again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So either which would fix this.
Yeah.
I go, but to talk about this for 6 months, the mistake is nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. And if we admit that we're not perfect, then we have to give forgiveness and we have to get forgiveness. That's how it works. So the first thing I told him to go home, tell her I'm not going to therapy anymore. Either you're going to forgive me for this and we're going to move forward so that I can fix this and build the trust again. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
Oh, sort of like you kind of like switching the positions. You're
sure.
saying I'm leaving you.
Right.
Puts her in a position where, you know, you're not just riding this. You know, you've been not the whipping boy.
Right.
Anymore,
right. Right.
Anymore.
So she's trying to put you because she really wants you as a man to take charge and help her to get over it.
Yeah.
But if you keep letting her put your nuts in the ringer.
Yeah.
Every time you allow that to happen, she finds you a little less attractive.
Huh.
And eventually, when she's had enough of pounding your nuts with a meat cleaver, then she'll just leave you because you're the pussy that she thought you were in the first place.
It was all what she thought and all where
exactly.
she... And also she'll find someone else that will be the...
That will stand
bigger,
up to her
yeah, the nuts
and,
that she's
and put
been,
her in a... Exactly.
Ah, look at... Dante, this is why we brought you back. This is the type of advice a lot of these people need.
And they need it.
And they need it. And also you have to... You know, there's a moment in every relationship, depending, you know, whether it's a good one, bad
sure,
one,
sure.
where you say to yourself, am I crazy?
Yeah.
You know, because
you're
in an argument and maybe you are wrong. You know, I've been in arguments with, you know, girls I've dated where I'm like, I know I'm wrong. This is my fault. I'm going to admit fault. Let's move forward from here.
Right.
And then there are some arguments where you're like, am I living in the Truman Show?
Yeah, but women don't really do that. They don't admit they don't take culpability for their.
What happens is you'll say like, listen, you're being ridiculous.
Right.
And then like 2 days later, you'll be fine. And it'll be like, I'm sorry.
Right,
and you're like,
right.
We've just spent 2 days not fucking because of this.
Right, exactly.
You know,
we missed out. That was a lot
out.
Of fucking.
There was some cum that we could have gone through.
There's a lot of belly buttons could have been filled.
Yes.
In that period of time.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dante Nero. Let's get right into the emails. We got some really
cool.
fantastic emails last week. Also, I want to say something to the listeners. What's happened is there's a lot of people that are listening now are backtracking through episodes because they're on their internships.
Right,
they're
right.
back from college.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of people are writing me saying that I'm helping them through their internship, which I appreciate. Go tell the other
How
interns. If you're on GChat right now, type to another person in their shitty internship to listen to this podcast. We are the official podcast of your bullshit summer internship. So please spread the word. And I'm so excited about all the growth.
And if your woman is bitching because you're going through your internship, she's saying you're not spending time with her. Listen to Beige Phillips so you know how to manage that.
Yes, Beige Phillips podcast. That can be also your Chicks Got Some Bullshit podcast, the official podcast of your Chicks Bullshit. This one's called Karaoke Faux Pas. Hey, okay. Baby Nuts, I'm going to jump straight onto the meaty portion of this dick that has been fucking me. I love crushing it at a karaoke bar. You ever get down at a karaoke
no,
bar?
No, never.
Oh, I love a karaoke bar. Are you kidding me?
It's just not my thing. I get it.
Oh, you go to those Asian ones?
Dude, I went and dated a chick who was in a karaoke team. She had a team competition.
Really?
Yeah, I dumped her.
Yeah. That's called a team of nerds.
Yeah.
Whether it's Blink 182, Spice Girls, R. Kelly, the Commodores. Commodores, great choice. Blink 182. He said Blink 182
right,
twice.
Right.
He writes, I'll jam out. But I've been wanting to get into the rap game for a while now, and I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. As a guy a little more on the fluorescent side of life, is it acceptable to sing the N-word at a karaoke bar? And then he writes, I mean, I don't want to get up there, drop the bomb, and get my ass stomped. But I also don't want to skip over it, making everyone feel as awkward as if they had just taken a bath with their dad. So what do you suggest? Hopefully your suggestion enables me to further my quest to bring back badass bitches to the mattress firm. That's what I call my bedroom. Sincerely, go fuck yourself. Now, I'm happy. I always like a question like this for our black guests.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Dante, you can answer this way better than I ever could.
Listen, here's a little statistic to you.
Sure.
Black guys are 20 more times more likely to be killed by cops.
Okay.
Don't drop the N-bomb.
Yeah, just stop.
Let's just not do it.
Just don't even do it. Just pause. Actually, you can have fun with it. Like, I think this is what's important about this podcast is, like, there's a lot of racial tension.
Right.
We're bringing people together. Let's talk it out.
Let's be scientific about this. Use neighbor.
No, yeah, use neighbor. Either just say, like, just go, like, and just, like, hold on.
Or put the mic out so everybody else can say it.
See who the racists are.
Wait, or go to the black guy that said karaoke and let him sing.
That's the move.
How crazy is that?
That's funny.
You're the best dude ever.
You become the funniest guy. If I'm the N-word part, you're prepared for it. And you go straight to the one black dude. And you let him say it. And then everyone's like, ah! I think that's the way to go, right?
Absolutely.
See, this is what it's all about on the TFM podcast, bringing people together. We talk this shit out.
Absolutely.
Because I hear this guy. Like, you don't want to look like you can't handle it, but you want to look like you're not an asshole.
But that's going to the black guy, that'll win.
And that'll crush.
Or any brown dude.
Any brown. Yeah, go to the Indian guy.
Whatever.
Just go, whatever you got. Someone with a good tan. Go to them. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're at Dante Nero, @DanteNero on Twitter, @DanteNero comedian on Instagram. Asking out coworkers.
Yeah.
Need your help. I'm a post-grad living in Houston. And I think this email applies, you know, a lot of internships going on where you're in these, you know, fixed periods of time, you know, new girls in your circle. So need your help. I'm a post-grad living in Houston. We just acquired a staffing company and it came along with some of the hottest girls I've ever seen.
Nice.
One of the girls in particular caught my attention after a Hollywood-esque hallway bump in. It's called a meet cute, buddy.
Right.
With papers flying everywhere. I can see it now. I'm hard just thinking about it. We connected on LinkedIn and play view each other's profile tag. Are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
So you can see when someone looks at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it from a couple people. She's asked about me. Every time I go to her floor hoping to find her alone so I can ask her out, she's swarmed with all the gossipy ladies in her group. I like her. She knows about me. And I want to ask her out, which in a big corporate rat race can be surprisingly challenging, but I rarely see her, which, by the way, is half the reason I am for this whole thing happening. Right. I agree with him.
Absolutely. You don't want her right in your face.
No.
In the next cubicle.
Yeah, you want her two floors away.
Exactly.
Yeah. My question is simple. How can I ask this broad out in a great way that shows confidence despite never being able to have solo time to ask in person? A friend thinks a handwritten note envelope on her computer would be effective. Is that gay?
No. Here's what he wrote.
If not, what's something funny to say is to get the smoke show to go out with me? Best regards. What do you think?
Here, women always find a decisive man attractive.
Yes.
So when all of her friends are around cackling, you roll right in and you say, excuse me, I'd like to take you out.
Right in front of all the gaggle of geese.
You look at her right in the eyes.
Yeah.
You ignore everybody else as if they're not even there, and you ask her out as if it's as if you're by yourself, and you know, I'd like to take you out to dinner. How about that?
Oh, really? So you go straight for it, and it seems like he likes her. So like, there's
and she likes him
than,
already.
Yeah,
she's
kind of asking around.
She's got already given him indications of interest already because she's checking his profile. So going right to her, because I've done that
with
a bunch of girls, and I just go right in and I look her in the eyes and I ignore the whole, and they're like, holy
that's one of those
shit.
Power moves that like when you hear about it, like I'm a guy, I'm hearing about that right now, and I'm like, oh man, this guy just went for it. She's and here's the thing, whether she is whatever level of into you she is,
right?
Like, let's say she's asked about you, so we're assuming she has some interest,
right?
Whatever amount of into you she is, she ain't gonna turn that down in front of all the chicks.
No, that's and if she does, you don't want to date her anyway because she's a douchebag.
Yeah,
but if she lets you, and if she's kind of up in the air about dating at work, she might go, listen, can I get back to you?
Yeah. And she'll get back to you. I think also, like, the way to play it, too, is, like, you know, you also want to get away from work, I think.
Sure.
You know, you don't want that, you know, that first date. And I've said this before when people are like, oh, I'm trying to hook up with girls at work. I'm always like, yeah, go out with the group from work and then make your move.
Split the path. You split the weak gazelle.
Yes. you see that limping deer and then you attack that one. But I'm saying in this case where it sounds like he likes her, this is a great plan.
Yeah.
I would also say even like, I think the note is kind of what you're saying where you're deflecting.
Sure.
You're deflecting that ask or that initial response
and you're not risking the rejection. What I've never and I've just found this to be the case, even if a chick is not into you, she respects the directness of that.
Yeah,
like, I don't give a fuck about your goofy friends, I don't give a fuck about this. This is what I want. When I go to a chick and I'm asking her out, right, I go, I want to see you.
Yeah.
No periods, no punctuation, no smiley faces.
Look, I'm turned on right now.
and she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I've never heard them. Well, the response is usually like, wow, direct.
Especially like when he writes, she's a smoke show. He's obviously like batting out of his ballpark.
Yeah.
So I think, and he's talking about writing love notes. So we know what we're dealing
with. He's getting goofy already.
Yeah. So, and I think like, you know, we have to look at what's going on in the world today. And related to how we act. So you want to separate yourself from the herd. The herd is going to send that Facebook stat, you know, that Facebook message being like, hey, so I'm thinking this and thinking that. You come up to her and you're the you dress nice that day.
Yeah.
You go up to her desk. Maybe it's the time where it's not 1,000 girls around. Maybe
it's better.
Maybe it's the more the better is what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's. What happens, that's how you separate yourself from the herd, because you're so confident. Look, you've seen me in a blue fur coat.
Yes,
I have a baby blue fur coat. And I will have, but what happens is that a baby blue fur coat brings a lot of social pressure from other guys who are not confident enough to wear it.
Uh-huh.
But when I go, yeah. Baby blue fur coat. Yeah, it's mink. And they go, wow, we are. Yeah, well, you're pulling it off rather well. And they back down because,
they turn into a Western gentleman. Right. Yo, good for you, sir.
Cheers. But women see that, your confidence in that.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, he really doesn't give a fuck about what the fuck. And that's what makes you attractive. Decisiveness.
Yeah.
They want women, with all of the whole feminist thing, I get it, equal pay. Equal jobs, maternity leave, but what a woman still wants to be able to sit in the passenger seat, sit Indian style in your car and let you drive.
You can't change what gets your blood boiling. That's as long as a tale as old as time.
Our evolution and the life of our species is 100,000 years old. Feminism is 60 years.
You can't compete.
Feminism is over 100 years. I go, yeah, it's still.
Fine.
Not 100,000.
Yeah. You can't change why I like nipples.
Right, exactly.
Like a girl with nicely placed nipples.
And why you like a dude is going to put a high hard one in you.
Yes.
And not be apologetic
about it. And,
you know,
listen, this might seem like a tall mountain to climb to go straight up to her. But listen, you're going to be a better person for it. you're going to be...
Well, you know what? It's a funny thing. It's my confidence a lot of time comes from, look, say, for instance, you get this girl. She becomes your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Now you got to listen to her stupid stories. You got to go to your fucking... You got to go to her aunt's house for birthday.
This might be true, yeah.
Every time you get a girl, you're losing.
Yeah.
You're spending money, you're spending time, you're spending energy. Yeah. Usually, if the prettier she is, probably the worse she is as a human being and the less interesting she is.
But you want to gain, you know, you want to be able, while you're losing, to know that you're getting respect.
Right, exactly.
For that.
So, but
you don't want to look like you're doing it favors. You're doing it because you want to, because you're a strong person.
When you think about having a girlfriend, when you see it as a loss, but it's a loss that we take because we want the companionship and so on and so forth. I don't give a fuck how hot she is. Anytime you see a pretty girl, there's another guy trying to get away from his pretty girl to go hang out with his boys.
Yeah. That is, for every hot girl you see on the train, there's a guy who's tired of fucking her.
Right,
that's
exactly.
The old time saying out there. That's
so
not
true.
My saying. That's another, saying that's out there. So listen, man, go get her. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Here we go. Conscience is killing my boner.
Mm.
Hey, gay train, I need some sexual advice, so hear me out.
Okay.
Good thing we got Dante
here.
We're here. My background is that I was in a fraternity in college, and although it was a smaller school, my 4 years there, two of which were spent living in my fraternity house, were pretty wild. And I got what I'd consider a good amount of sexual experience under my belt. Mm. I've always been confident in bed and usually reassured by whatever floozy I'm sticking my boner in at the time. I'm sure they whatever
so
floozy
they,
I'm
they
sticking,
like that.
This
they
is the
that.
Old Western version of this podcast today. Whatever floozy I'm sticking my boner in at the time. After graduating, I got a real job offer in engineering and moved to a city where I literally know nobody. After a few months of playing the bar game and bumping uglies with randos, I met a girl and we seriously hit it off. Mm-hmm. She's super fun, nice, caring, and if I didn't love sticking my unimpressively sized wiener in her so much, I could see us still being great friends. Mm. Okay, so it sounds like
That's
things
cool.
are good.
Yeah.
Fast forward 4 months, and I've done the dirtiest, kinkiest shit with this girl that I've ever done. Everything was fucking perfect. But I recently learned a few things about her that have since been a serious boner killer for me.
Mm.
She reluctantly let loose during a game of hot seat that she's done some fairly slutty things, including things like giving rim jobs to guys and being in a fivesome with four other dudes.
Wow.
That's a tough one to hear.
Yeah.
That's the 4 months into here.
At least
that.
It wasn't black guys, right? you just got to run, pack your shit.
I think you would have known that, right?
Yeah.
We were like, hello in there, when he's going down on her.
By the way, it's not a fight. That's just a gangbang.
That's
not a fight.
Yeah, you don't have to put some on it. Yeah.
You made it to menage a trois, five. No, you don't try and dress
menage
it up, buddy.
Menage a gang.
Listen, good for her, right. I guess. Honestly, I didn't think she was the type to go quite that far.
Right.
I normally wouldn't give a shit about those things with any other girl, but I find myself not being able to get turned on sometimes because she's actually my girlfriend.
Right.
And I can't get out of my head. I'm starting to think I just got tricked into dating the girl who's had miles of dick in her before me. Am I just being a pussy about this, or should I be concerned that this girl has spent some serious time on the slutty side? How do I overcome my flaccid penis and get back to fucking her like a champ? And he writes, love the advice you give and everything about the podcast, with the exception of your laugh. That's fucking annoying. Sorry, buddy. Pictures attached to the girlfriend. She's got a bit of a Junos. I bet you'd like her. Saw the pictures. Yeah, she's got a Junos. And, yeah, she looks good. She's cute. What do you think?
Look, dude, I'm older. I'm 49 years old.
Yeah.
Right? Anybody I'm fucking has probably been in a gangbang. I get the ego of it. I think you have to remember that your ego always wants to be appalled.
Yeah.
Like, that's just part of our male ego. It's like, how dare you? Five dicks in your one
time. But turn the mirror on yourself kind of thing.
It's really like, look, if I'm munching on some chick's box and she's squirting in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, you're so good at it. It's because I fucked other people.
Yes.
So the reason why she was able to fuck you so good and why you like fucking her is because she's had practice.
It's because of that long road of dicks she climbed to get to you.
You know how many times Yeah. LeBron James has shot that fucking three-pointer. Yeah. It's over.
I mean, I've said it on this podcast before. Everyone wants a virgin that's good with their tongue.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
You got to be good. You want to practice makes perfect, and that's the only way to
I mean, the
good.
Only thing is you don't, I mean, and that's the thing. When he was like, you know, he's done the kinkiest shit. What did you think happened? What did you think? She just, you were the dick that like released this out of her? No, you have a medium. Yeah. You know, like, you know, she's doing, you know, whatever. But also, like, let's not look down on her for that. You know, she had her time. You are getting, that's the thing.
You're getting the best of her.
You're getting the best of her because of everything that came before. You know, all those shots LeBron missed, those were just dicks getting thrown in her face.
Exactly.
To get you the swish.
To get you the good. And the reality is that, I mean, we're all imperfect.
Yeah.
And with imperfection becomes, it means that you will make mistakes and you'll want forgiveness as well.
And here's, I think, what you need to do. I think you need to, like, I do think he needs to talk it out with her. Like, listen, I'm having the best time with you. Let's keep that to ourselves. You know, like, let's not.
Right.
I don't think she needs, like, the thing is, you know, when you're with a girl, you want to have, you know, this special bond where you look across the room and you're like, you kind of make eye contact and you're like, I've seen your vagina.
Right.
And I'm the only one who knows about it in this whole room. You know, you want that connection.
Right, right.
And
that doesn't exist.
But it does. Let it exist in your own world is what I'm saying.
Sure.
Instead of like, you know, you don't want her going around when her, like when she gets drunk, you don't want her going around and being like, fuck that dude,
fuck that dude. Right, right, right.
You know,
right.
There are girls out there and it's like a freak in the sheets.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called? What's the line?
Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets.
Right. You want that. Every guy wants that. So, like, you know, every guy wants that girl where he's like, I know what's going on backstage.
Right, right.
But out front, you're the belle of the ball.
Well, he's, you know, what is hot around. Seat? What is hot seat?
I don't know. Hot seat
like
sounds like a
truth or dare,
truth or dare type
like
situation.
That.
Okay. I would hope if it happened in front of all your friends, just know at your wedding, everyone is drawing five dicks on a person's face on that like little card where they tell you who's in the wedding.
One thing I say is never ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to.
Yeah,
that's
that
another thing. If you can't, if you don't have the balls,
it's always nice.
Stay in the matrix.
I call it blissful naivety.
Yeah,
like, you know, like you want, being blissfully naive is a great way to live. Stupid people have a much better life than smart people.
I'll tell you something that's interesting. Me being older and just dealing with older and younger women and just having an understanding that, to me, what's the reason why the sex is great between them is not because she fucked a lot of dudes. It's the intimacy between them.
It's the
friendship and the fact that they click. And that is something that you will only have that with her in the way that you have it.
Yes. And I mean, whatever happened, she's not a bad person for having those habits.
No.
If you're a female listening out there and you're like, well, I kind of wanted to have a, you know, a fivesome.
Yeah,
you know, like,
right, right, right.
Do you. That's fine for you. But, you know.
We love sluts.
Yeah. there's a place, there's a butt for every seat, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't want to.
Sometimes two dicks for one butt.
sometimes five.
I've been on that website.
Yeah. So two dicks, one butt. I'm just saying, like, the fact is, let's not look down at these people.
No.
For what has happened, in the past has happened in the past. Let's look at the future between you two. The only way to get over it is to talk it out and do your own things together.
Sure,
have
sure.
your own experiences.
Sure, and it's really the intimacy why you even give a fuck about this.
Yes, take a dump
place.
On her chest. Make that your thing. You know, let her pee on you. You know,
Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, do something weird together so that other weird thing isn't even that weird.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Listen, before we move on to some more emails, couple things. We're on. We do these podcasts from Stand Up New York Labs. That is right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. Dante and I both get up at the club here. They're awesome shows.
Come out.
Go to standupny.com. Use the promo code TFM. You can get free tickets to any show. Also, that is a deal. Sorry, I had to burp.
Yeah.
So standupny.com, promo code TFM, free tickets. That's awesome. Go to standupnylabs.com. Check out all the podcasts here at Stand Up New York Labs. That's great. Go to iTunes. That helps us out a lot. You know,
rate and review on iTunes.
Beige Phillips Show.
Yeah.
TFM Podcast. Go right now, rate and review us. It helps us out.
Sure, sure.
More. It's free for you to help us out. and it gets us money when you help us out.
Absolutely.
So why don't you do that? Go to iTunes. I like to read one of the ratings and one of the reviews. Here's a review that's on iTunes for us, and you could be our next reviewer that I would read on the air. Hilarious podcast, not just for frat guys, but all bros out there. If you're not a bro or a cool chick, don't bother listening. Just go back to handing out pita flyers on the quad in between club frisbee practice and hours of online shopping for your next pair of Crocs. Love that. Yeah, that's our audience right there. So go to iTunes, give us a rating. That really helps us out. Let's go to the next email, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Breaking up houses with a breakup.
Okay.
J Train, just recently started listening, love the show, gets me through the days at work. About to be a senior at a Big Ten university, every summer my girlfriend of almost 2 years and I separate because of work, and for the second summer in a row, I was broken up over the summer. So they've dated at school, They've broken up over the summer, this is the second summer in a row.
Okay.
We got a problem already. I think it's a fear of long distance relationships. She says being home shows her how different we are and is scared for our future together. Last summer, the same thing happened, and we got back together as soon as we returned to school. The two of us being together made my pledge class and her pledge class way closer and made everyone love partying together. You were in a fraternity.
Yeah.
So you know the whole thing.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
This happens a lot where one person will date someone else, and that makes it more comfortable for the rest of the friends to get together.
Right.
So everyone kind of hooks
brings
up,
everybody
becomes
together.
Friends, whatever it is. This year, we were paired with them for the upcoming football season, and I'm afraid our breakup could lead to the breakup of our houses and ruin tailgate season for everyone. I could use some advice on how to handle my upcoming senior year. I don't know how to handle being around her and all our friends, especially during alcohol-flooded tailgates. Also, don't know if I should take her back again if the opportunity presents itself, or go ball out for my senior year and dip my rod in the campus fishbowl. I love how this is like the most common, good-natured email, and then it just ends with, dip my rod in the campus fishbowl. So what do you think?
Look, there's a few things here. I think the only reason why each frat will be uncomfortable about it if you're uncomfortable about
it.
So that's the first thing. Second thing, if the guy, I would say to anybody who is going through a breakup,
Getting
over your breakup is five pussies away.
Oh, okay.
So
you got to go through some other, you got to run through that vagina cave.
And five is the number. Five is the number. After the fifth one, everything kind of comes into perspective. Now, are you still going to have feelings with her? Yeah, sure you will, but it just doesn't have the sting that it used to have. You know, a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was like, dude, you got to get out there. You get out. And after like the third one, he goes, yeah, I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
By the time he had smashed the fifth chick, the
couldn't
kind of random
girl's name,
he was like, oh, she's a cunt.
Don't need her.
Yeah. So I think then you could make that the tailgate just as because you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I kind of, there's a saying out there. I don't know where I got this from. Act as if.
Yeah.
Act as if. So, you know, you want to act as if you're happy.
Right.
You know, act cool. Act, you know, you don't want to, if you act as if you're still
stressed about it,
you're going to make everything else stress about it. It's going to work against you.
Sure.
So I've seen this happen. Okay. I used to run a tailgate at Penn State for my fraternity. It was the tailgate czar where we passed down these positions.
Right.
So everyone came to this tailgate.
Right.
Everyone includes girls I'd been with, girls I wanted to get with. You know, you had to play those.
You got to play the social dude.
You got to play that.
You know,
at a tailgate, all the circles erupt. Sororities are on one side. There was a bar at Michigan where my brother went where people drew a picture, a map of the bar. And on the map,
where,
it showed
where everybody
where
hung
people
out.
Hung out. Yeah. It was like frat guys, lax guys, Jewish chicks, Catholic chicks, potheads. And so you know where people are when you look around a tailgate. So, you know, I hear what he's saying. Yes, they're going to be there. And listen, your friends, it's not going to ruin the relationship with the pledge classes because, listen, they're still going to have boobs
they
next
don't really
semester.
Give a fuck.
Yeah,
they
their buddies
really
are
fuck.
Still going to have get boners next semester.
Yeah.
They're trying to do that.
Yeah.
So you need to be cool and have a good time. And the first thing about being cool is being cool with this girl.
Yeah.
You got to say to her, listen, I'm happy for you. The breakup's the right move. This was the second time this has happened.
Right.
Obviously, this isn't going to work out for the long term. I'm happy for what we had, but I'm really happy about the future of us just being cool together.
Yeah.
And you say that to her, and if you're totally cool, she'll probably want you again because of how confident you
are. Absolutely.
And how you're just explaining to her how you're going to be good.
You're good.
That's, I'm good.
They want to know that you're destroyed by them not being in your
life. And that's probably why you got back. And the reason you got back together the first time is because comfort.
Yeah.
Okay? It's so much easier. You know, texting's easier. Going to class is easier because you know you can lean on somebody. It's familiar.
It's familiar. Right.
And the only way to grow up is the unfamiliar. So
change.
Change. So
as comics, it's crazy because the hardest thing in the world is to take a new bit that you don't know is going to work and go out and put it out there.
Totally.
But you don't get better.
Unless you do it.
And don't get me wrong. Jared is a funny, I don't think a lot of dudes is funny. Jared's a funny fucking dude.
Appreciate
it. And I've watched you grow in the course of knowing you amazing, like leaps and bounds.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, just.
But you've been around. And, but that's the thing where you try out a new bit.
Got it.
And you start like, you know, limping through that.
Yeah,
you're like,
And you're like, it's really not hits.
And you know it's going somewhere. You just don't know where. The important thing, cut out the noise. Because, you know, this, I'll bring it back to the comedy analogy. Yeah. Someone will say to you, like, or, like, if you'll have, I've had girlfriends in the past who'll be like, that was fucking, you know, mean.
Yeah.
What you said. And it's like, I know, but, you know, I have this, my motto is I write so I can edit.
Right.
You know, like, I'm going to write it so I can edit it again and edit it again.
We all do.
We all do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have somebody come up to you after the summer and be like, yeah, she's pretty hot, though.
Yeah. You know, like, right.
And that guy is someone you got to ignore.
Dude.
There's a lot of hot chicks. And, like, listen, your buddy might think that's a great thing that he would have done if he was you.
Yeah.
But you ain't your buddy, and you're going to be happier moving on.
Sure.
And I think that's where you got to remember
and
that.
Be a fucking leader. Don't be a follower. Make your own decisions. And women are, like I said, women always find decisive men attractive.
And here's the next move. Here's what you do. You have one friend that is hooking up with a girl in another sorority.
Right.
You go out with that friend and her friends.
Yeah.
Go meet them.
Yeah.
Go get away from this circle for a little bit. When you're at the tailgates, you'll say hi. You'll be cool. You'll do a shotgun together.
Right.
But you're moving on to other groups, other people.
And you
be
should.
Cool.
Yeah.
Be happy. There you go. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Dante Nero, @DanteNero on Twitter, @DanteNero Comedian. Beige Phillips Show. Go check it out. Subscribe. Be a follower. He's fantastic. This one's called Two Girls. Let's do a female email before we get on to this. We got time. Yeah, cum and eyeball story.
Okay.
All right. You ever got cum in a girl's eyeball?
Come on.
Yeah.
We all have.
Come on. What's
those big eyes?
A little cum between friends.
Big pretty eyes.
Hey, Dre Train, typical classy sorority girl listener here. I just finished my first year at school that's nationally known for its fucking crazy partying. First off, I'd like to say that I just recently started listening to the podcast because my friends and I are obsessed with TFM and TSM. You and your guests are entertaining as fuck and helped me survive my god-awful summer job. Thank you. Keep telling your friends. Spread the word. Okay, get to the point. Here's my story that I hope to tell my kids and grandkids one day. I matched with this guy on Tinder because I thought he looked like the famous Broadway performer Anthony Rapp. Do you know? Can you look up Anthony Rapp for us, man, Sam? She included a picture, actually, that I have, but I deleted it already. So I think he's like a nerdy redheaded guy.
Okay.
What's he in, though? That's what I'm wondering.
Let me see.
As you can see, he's a ginger, but like whatever, he looked good like the famous guy, so that's all I was interested in. So just like any other lovely Tinder relationship, we chatted for a while, followed each other on Instagram, exchanged Snapchats. Oh, yeah. What was he in?
I don't know.
Like Ron Howard a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't know.
I think he was in like Hostel or something. Like he looks like a guy that's played like a loose cannon in a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know him if you see him.
Career.
So you guys can all look him up. I didn't know him very well, but whatever. He gave me attention. That's all a girl ever needs, right? Yeah, that's a good point.
Little Prince and the Aviator. Adventures in Babysitting.
So he's done all the hardcore porn.
Right.
Every time I was out at the bar.
Six Degrees of Separation. He was kind of one of the poofy guys with Will Smith. You know, the rich
Hitched?
Kids, the boarding school kids. Nah, it was Six Degrees of Separation.
I never saw that movie.
A Beautiful Mind.
Okay.
Every
time I was out at the bar,
Dazed and Confused,
with my friends, and he was out with his, it was impossible for us to meet up. We Snapchatted and texted. That continued for weeks. One night when it was snowing like crazy and super cold, we ran into each other at the bar. Several drinks later, well, not several for me because I'm a lightweight when it comes to drinking, so fuck my life. We ended up making out at the bar, and he suggested for us to go back to his place. We walked across off campus for about 15 minutes until we got to his house, and it was literally a blizzard outside. So we get to his house, and he tells me tells my sloppy drunk ass that his roommates are gone, so we have the house to ourselves. So look at him. I don't really remember much, which isn't a surprise because I black out regular, but the next thing I do remember is us fooling around in his bed. Okay, let's get a handle of our blackouts. Oh yeah, and I'm a virgin, didn't plan on having sex with a dude I barely knew, even though he looked like one of my favorite performers. Yeah, that's not, it doesn't seem like the reason to lose your virginity. Yeah, right. You look like Harry Potter.
You look like Danny Glover.
Yeah, let's fuck. Wait till I tell my kids. Things kept heating up, and he kept pressuring me to fuck, but I stuck to my guns and kept telling him no. Sorry, dude. No trip to Pound Town for you. Good for you. So I simply settled for sucking his dick, and FYI, before him, I had never given a blowjob before.
Wow, that must
this is a lot
TV.
Of firsts.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this is what you wrote.
I got to find out who I look like.
Yeah, you got to start playing that card. Yeah, I know I'm an innocent little bitch. Since I was drunk off my ass, I gave zero fucks. I kind of felt bad because he kept telling me to use less teeth. We all learn, okay? So he probably knew I had never sucked a dick before, but whatevs. I like her casual nature.
Yeah, like,
I like how she's playing this. I enjoy she's owning it. There's nothing wrong with what she did. It's not like I was biting his dick or anything.
If he said so, you were.
Yeah, there's
nobody throws that in if they don't have
to. Yeah, I'm not saying. Gone through a lot of wars.
Nobody's going getting a blowjob from Lisa Ann and going, it's kind of teefy, huh? Yeah. Nah, probably not.
After sucking, eventually started to come, but the majority of it squirted into my right eye instead of my mouth. Yeah. Ouch. I guess I was too drunk to care, but he apologized and just rubbed it. And I just rubbed it off and rubbed it out and went to bed. this is a cool chick. Cool fucking
I
chick.
Know
she
her.
Sounds like she sounds like someone that's like playing Double Dare and just is like in a physical challenge and she's just like wiping the shit like, get off of me, I'm fine. At least he cuddled me after, right? Yeah, that's nice. I know you probably think I'm some ratchet hoe. I don't. I actually don't think you are. I think you're a nice girl. But I can assure you I'm not, even though that's really nasty. We woke up in the morning and I sucked his dick again. So
nice.
Look at her.
She's a great girl. She's trying to get all that practice in on the first shot.
He said I used less teeth this time. What's wrong with this guy? Well, I say nothing, buddy. Listen, if you're getting a teethy blowjob, like, there's a point. Don't you agree? Like,
be a fucking man.
You'll take it up to a point. If you're, what you're saying before is you'll say something when you're like, okay, I'm about to lose.
Right.
You're
sweating.
You're giving me a new circumcision down there. You got to fucking relax. That's the only time you say something.
I'm sweating and holding onto the headboard.
What are you, a moil?
Maybe I should say.
That's the thing. Like, there's a point where the TV blowjob where you're like, should I say something? Should I say something? Okay. It's over. Fine. I won't say anything.
You look down, you think it's a raptor.
Yeah. You look down, you got a sunburn that didn't come from the sun. But I'm saying, like, after it's over, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
To be a gentleman. So I guess I could say I became a pro overnight. Probably not. Go me. We got out of bed and he made me breakfast. What a gentleman.
Yeah
right. thanks for the not teethy blowjob. Here's your eggs. Then we smoked some weed because why not? You feel this girl? Oh,
she
my
is
god,
the coolest.
Nothing's better than a wake and bake. Since it was a blizzard the night before, he drove me back to my freshman dorm. When I walked to my dorm, my roommate freaked out because apparently the cum mixed with the marijuana in my eyeball made my eyes swell up and the right side of my face swell up, making it look like I got punched in the face. Oh my God. All day I just told people I must have gotten pink eye or something because obviously I was too embarrassed to tell the real... Yeah, don't tell your fucking TA about this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about my eye. I just got some cum in it. Yeah, you're not going to tell people to make up a story. Even though I'm strangely proud of it. Is that weird? No, I think it's kind
of
a cool war story.
How awesome is it? He drove me back to her freshman dorm. She's a freshman.
Yeah,
this is her first year in. She's going in out like a trooper. I love this chick.
About 2 weeks after this incident, we stopped talking, which is totally okay. It's not like I was crazy attached, like most annoying bitches. But then 4 months goes by, and he won't stop Snapchatting me. I never respond, but I kind of find it funny and just laugh it off with my friends who know the whole story. That's cool that your friends, you know, that's a good group of friends.
Right,
I like that friends. If someone looks down on you, by the way, for that, fuck them. That's a dickhead. Fun college story. Everyone has a hookup in college, and it's sure. like it's just you working through the shit. You guys are doing rough drafts.
Right.
You know,
right.
you're trying yeah. to get to the ending.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's
like you're point. There to mess up together. You know, if that happened, if you have a friend that's like, well, why would you go back with him?
Shut
like,
up.
That friend fucking sucks. They're not that friend isn't being yeah. honest with themselves sure. and is being sure. has their other issues.
And they're probably jealous of the fact that you're so comfortable with yourself anyway.
Totally. So we literally haven't talked for over 4 months, and I've even passed him on to my passed him on my way to class, and it's awkward as fuck. Should I ever respond to his Snapchats or just keep ignoring him? Hope you found the story interesting to share on the air again. Don't think I'm a nasty, dirty. I'm actually a very classy sorority bitch. Listen, I'm sure you're very classy and nice. This is a funny story. Why do you think he keeps texting her?
He's trying to get it back.
Yeah.
He's trying to get it back.
It doesn't matter how teethy the blowjob.
But here's the
if
thing.
If a guy's not getting blowjobs, he still wants
He wants a teethy blowjob yeah. over no blowjob. Yeah. But what's a dickhead move is that what would it have done for him to keep talking to her?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He could have kept up
just to go, hey, what's up?
What's going on? How you been?
Cool. Whatever.
I think guys are afraid. And that's the ego again. And for all the girls out there, like when a guy stops texting you, he probably feels worse about it
yeah.
than you even think he does.
Sure,
he doesn't. It's awkward when you see him because he's like, ah, shit, I hooked up with her. She was a cool girl. Right. I kind of look like I didn't like her as a person.
Right, right.
Really what he was doing is trying to get away and hook up with other girls, which right. is his right.
Right.
Without being an asshole, which ends up making you look more like an asshole.
Absolutely.
So I think this story, here's the thing. Guys, when they're single and they're in college and now you have Snapchat and text, I heard a great joke the other night. I'm not going to do it justice, but the joke was like, it was a guy talking about texting, and he's like, it makes it so easy to communicate with your girlfriend. And it was like, something like, I love you, send all. You know, and they, you know, text, every man. Guy, you know, if you're getting a text from a guy that hooked up 4 months ago, it's because he's not hooking up yeah. with somebody right now. He's sending out what is called the...
He's fishing.
He's sending yeah. out the net. Yeah. You know, some people put out... Not a lot of people put out one line.
Right, right, right.
What they do is they what do they call it?
Scrum. Dynamite fish.
Yeah, you know when they take the net and they just strum? What do they call it?
It's like when they're looking for a body. Like they drag the river.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to figure out the name. Someone's going to send it in. Yeah, well, you know, you send out the net and right. you just drag it across the ocean.
Right, right.
Whatever you pick up, it could be, you know, some
boots.
It could be boots or it could be a nice looking goldfish.
A mermaid.
It could be a mermaid or it could be boots. Really, all they care is that boots has learned not to use their teeth in the last 4 months.
That's it.
So the reason he's doing that is not because he likes you.
Right.
It's because he knows that you've liked him in the past.
Right.
And that's about building, you know, the thing about text is you should never judge a guy or a girl based on their texting. There's a comic the other night, he was sitting at the bar here. Mm. We both know him, and he was like, I'm texting this girl. Every time I text her, she just gets back to me with these like pithy responses. And I was like, yeah, that's because you're afraid of hearing no.
Right.
You know, so all of those texts are about her getting attention.
Right.
And it's getting a text feels good.
Yeah.
It's a buzz in your pocket. It's like getting a gift.
Sure.
And you don't know what's inside. You open it up. Sometimes it's a sweater. Sometimes it's a teethy blowjob.
Right.
You don't know what it's going to be. So my advice is if you think this guy is, you know, someone that you want to like meet up with again, you said in the beginning, all you did was back and forth and nothing happened.
The only reason why he said she liked him anyway was because he looked like somebody else. Too. Yeah. So it's like, you're not
fuck
really.
Yeah, move on.
It's but like, whatever.
But if anyone out there is getting texts from guys and they're like, why does he keep texting?
Because it's a low risk.
Low risk,
yeah.
Low investment
right.
move.
Yeah.
So what if you have a guy that's texting you right now or a girl that's texting you like with pithy response and it never goes anywhere, that right. kind of like that text like helicopter, like hovering
it's
above,
just kind of a faint.
Yes.
Like faint in the background.
All you got to do is say, hey, listen, I'm doing this next week. Come meet up.
Right.
Then stop the texting.
Right.
They will either meet or they won't.
Right.
They probably won't.
Right.
Because that means
it was just bullshit.
It was bullshit. Sure. And it means they were looking for better options.
I had a chick that was stalking me. Right. And yeah. and she got a little crazy. And then I told her to stop stalking me, and she did. And then I called her, And I was like, hey,
yeah,
what you been up to? It's kind of like,
called the stalker?
Where you been?
Yeah.
Like, well, you told me to fucking leave you alone. I go, yeah, I told you to leave you alone, but I didn't tell you to leave me, leave me alone.
Well, that's a perfect example of like, you know, like as far as any guy, you just like knowing somebody cares.
That's it.
You
just know? Wanting to know that's a validation.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dante Nero at Dante Nero on Twitter. Beige Phillip Podcast. Go check it out. Subscribe to at Dante Nero, comedian on Instagram. Two girls, one alcoholic.
Okay.
What's up, J Dipshit? No, no, J Dip Spit is what he calls it. I bet it's called Jewing Tobacco for you, though. Okay,
they love you.
Love it. Anyways, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I often find myself losing my noodle at some of the shit you say while I slave away at my summer internship. Thanks, man. That being said, some of your advice is actually helpful. I thought I would send in an email of my own. He's got a blonde girlfriend, and some would say I kicked out of my coverage, cooked out of my kitchen. I'm just out of my league.
Okay.
So he said he's got a hot girlfriend. Here's my situation. I've been dating this girl for a while now and get along great. I would say she's a 987.
Okay.
The rating system, face, body, personality, yeah. You remember. However, over the summer, she went back to her home state and I stayed on campus. So he's doing summer classes. Mm-hmm. My best girlfriend stayed on campus too. And my actual girlfriend gets pissed when my friend and I hang out. Mm-hmm. The friend and I have never hooked up or really talked about it. But I think the fact that my friend is so attractive bothers my girlfriend. Mm. The friend is a 789.
Wow.
Oh, you know what's tough? Wow. He gave his friend a better personality rating
than
his girlfriend.
Yeah.
987 versus a 789.
Nice.
Okay, so the bodies are on point. The faces are... She says she's comfortable with the amount that we hang out, even though we don't chill alone. She says she's uncomfortable with the his girlfriend says that she's uncomfortable with the amount that we hang out, even though we don't chill alone. They are in the same sorority and are friends. So I'm not sure why she cares so much, because I wouldn't pull a Tiger Woods and cheat on this smoke.
Right.
Thoughts? Thanks a lot. All my fraternity brothers love the podcast as well. Keep up the good work. What do you think?
Oh, this is piece of cake. Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah. This is a tough situation. Like, you know,
it's really not. Okay. I'll tell you why. And this is from the pimp perspective.
Sure.
A woman finds a guy attractive when other women find him attractive. So the fact that your woman is a little bit jealous about this is a great thing. Sometimes when you break your neck as a guy to make your woman feel so comfortable that he would never do anything, then she finds you less attractive. The simple fact that there's this little thing, this little cog kind of.
Now, my question is there a point where it's too much? Like, you know, here's the thing. What happens when this girl gets a boyfriend? Are they going to still be friends? Like, this girl obviously is getting the friend.
Is getting a lot of good
time. Is getting something out of this.
Well, we don't even know what is too much. Like, there's something that I came up with on my podcast, which is what I call RFF.
Okay.
Is reasonable, firm, and fair. Is what you're doing reasonable?
Okay.
Like, I think when we stop and we look back, and we're like, is it reasonable? Is the amount of time that I'm spending with this chick reasonable?
Yes.
If it's not reasonable, then cut it down.
Yeah.
Is firm.
Like what he's saying, it sounds reasonable. He says they only hang out when they're with big groups.
Right.
Which, that's fine.
Right.
That seems reasonable to me. It's not like he's going out with her on a date.
Right, right. They're not going to the movies
situation.
Together or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Firm in that, be firm about what makes you happy. So if having her as a friend is firm, it makes you happy and she's a good chick, whatever you like hanging out at, be firm about that. This is my friend and there's nothing to it and you got to trust me. Is it fair? Fair is what she's asking you to do fair? This is a friend of yours. You're being faithful. She's in the same sorority.
Mm-hmm.
Is the time reasonable that you're spending with her? And if all of those things add up reasonable, firm, and fair, then she's got no beef. Let her fucking lose her mind.
Let her...
Because here's the thing. That keeps your relationship going.
Yes.
Guys do this a lot of times. Young dudes do this a lot. They want to make I would never do anything. I would never do. I go, hey, look, love is conditional.
Yeah.
Whatever the condition is, the condition might be don't fuck my brother, but it's still a condition.
Yeah.
So the fact that she is still kind of antsy about this other chick is a good thing.
It's nice that she cares. And I do think saying to her, listen, I'm not going to stop hanging out. I'm not going to leave a party because
right.
she's there.
Right.
You know, that's reasonable. Right. You know, if that's she's at reasonable. A party that I'm at.
Sure.
Obviously, the girlfriend doesn't trust her friend.
Right.
This isn't even about him.
Yeah. No.
You know, because he's being everything.
He's being who he's
being
who
a good guy.
Yeah, right.
He is the reason he is going to these parties and being a fun, you know, affable person.
Right.
And that's why his girlfriend likes him in the first place.
Right.
So if he changes that, if he stops going to parties, he's being a different person than what she was attracted to in the first place.
I say this all the time. A woman falls in love with everything that you are. She spends the rest of the relationship trying to change you into everything that you're not.
Mm.
If she succeeds, she will dump you for a guy who is what you were when she met you.
You have to stand your ground. You have to show that you're a man and that you're going to stand your ground.
And this is what she fell in love with. You are this dude.
And if anything, if you say something to the girl... the friend,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be weird. Yeah, it's going to fuck everything up. Yeah. She's going to get weird around you. Right. She's going to get in a fight with her friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to turn into this whole thing. Then the whole sorority takes sides. You have to play it. Cool. You got blissfully naive. I think this is another blissful naive moment.
Stay
where you're
in
just
the
like,
matrix.
Listen, I don't notice it. She's a cool girl, friend of mine. Love seeing her at parties. That's it.
I'm not leaving. I'm with you. And I love you. And that's it. And or I like you.
If you two have a problem, you need to talk to her.
Right.
But. You know, I'm not going to change the way I am.
Right.
And I think that's the way you got to play it. Also, like, you know, it's one thing if you were, like, meeting up, you know, like getting wasted together, just you two.
But here's the thing. Even that is okay if in the context of the fact that he's a good dude and that this is my friend.
The ultimate. She's got to, if she's with you, she's got to trust you to be with you. And, you know, that is her own problem with this girl. And I think you got to impart that to her. Like, listen, if you got a problem with this girl, go take care of that problem.
You know Ferber, Jordan Ferber?
Yeah.
Jordan Ferber's girlfriend is a model. Right?
Okay.
She's a runway model.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
Really?
And she's black and she's 5'10".
It's
amazing.
She goes,
yeah, you're out there with all these women. You're a good time Charlie, Jordan is a good time Charlie. Such a good
nice
dude.
Nice dude, yeah.
But she's so fucking jealous. Like,
she's a gorgeous runway model.
Dude, she was in Paris doing a runway show.
Come on.
And she was screaming at him because he posted a show that he was doing on Facebook and responded to a girl who go, great, I'd like to come. And he said, oh, good, it'd be good to see you.
Yeah.
And she's in Paris watching his Facebook page.
I mean, we see this, and this is a kind of going back to what we were talking about before, where you got to say to yourself, am I crazy?
Right.
And
it's
like we see it on a more, because we are out there.
Right.
You know, it's tough for us to be in relationships as comics because when you're out there so much, you know, you're put in situations that no relationship would have to see.
Sure.
You never have a tweet that some girl responds to. It's like, that's hilarious. And you're like, thanks, come to my show.
I got such a crush on you.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I don't care.
I got a chick who was like, I'm such a podcast crush on Dante Nero. And then,
and it's like, no one has to deal with that because there's no real, you know, there's no real reason for an accountant to say, like, I want you to come to my accountant show.
Right.
You know, so, like, you know, you're trying to feed a business at the same time that you're trying to be personable with people you know, can be untrustable
and
have a relationship. So, you know, so we see it in a more, like,
intense
way.
Right.
And there are those moments where you have to go, this is normal. I'm doing everything for this person because I love this person.
Right.
I'm also doing everything for my life,
my career, and my happiness.
Yeah, and my happiness. So you have to, you know, look in the mirror and be like, am I doing the right thing? TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I'm on Snapchat. I'd love for you guys to follow along. I'm on Twitter, Snapchat. I have a website, jtraincomedy.com. If you're watching, we also live stream this on Daily Motion. You can go to dailymotion.com/TotalFratMovePodcast, and you can see all clips from the show, past episodes. So go to dailymotion.com/TotalFratMovePodcast. You can also go to Daily Motion's main site and just search Labs Live anytime we tape on a Monday, and you can watch any of the shows right now. You can watch us right now. I don't know if anyone's watching, but that'd be very cool. We do shout outs. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, JTrain56 on all platforms. You can find me there. This guy, So if you want to shout out, just email to the podcast. Just wanted to write in and say I've been crushing it lately for an Asian. No car wrecks. I drive above the speed limit and haven't left my blinker on for more than a half a mile. Also been on point on... been on point on Twitter. This is my favorite listener. I'm sorry, I do have favorites, everybody. Yeah. So if you could, can I get a Twitter Snapchat shout out? And his name is at Kim Jong Bro. And he's at Kim Jong Bro 1856 on Snap. Let's see some tits and shits. P.S. Only want those melons. No bug bite titties. Your fave Asian. Use my name because I give no fuck. Kim Jong Bro. So good to hear from you, Kim Jong Bro. J-Train, I have three things for you. One, during the podcast, you start out with a loud bellow exclaiming, hello. Yeah, I do that. Every time you do this, it reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. The voice, where Jerry, and he puts in parentheses. Yeah, I know the video. The episode, he goes, we're Jerry, and he puts in parentheses, a Jew, and the gang rag on one of Jerry's slams for the noise her stomach makes at night. Regardless, I thought it would be a good chance to make a Jew joke. Neither have the time or the religious incentive to finish the joke, so here's the alley-oop. I'll let one of your anti-Semite listeners finish the job. You're welcome. Snapchat shout-out, MikeF1994. That's MikeF1994. Lastly, do me a favor and tell Matt Bendit that occupational safety and health is one of the most bullshit majors, so he can go fuck himself making $22.50 an hour on an internship. Fuck you, you professional tattletale paper bitch. Thanks. I'm working on NYC on an internship. Your podcast gets me through the day. I'm living Upper West Side, and I've been to Stand Up NY. Thanks for the promo code / free tickets. Guys, go to standupny.com. Get those free tickets. Use the promo code TFM. Here are a couple more shout-outs. Sup, Jew. My buddy is entirely too disgusted when we send him shit snaps, so I figured TFM could help him get over his fear. His Snapchat name is Sonderpants, S-O-N-D-E-R, pants. Please blow up his phone with some quality fudge nuggets. It's for a good cause. He probably wouldn't mind a tit or two also. Thanks. Hey, J-Brains, love the work. Keep her up. You got me through a landscape job last summer, and now this summer's internship. Try to get Jimmy or Carly back. They're both fucking historical tandems. Okay, man, we'll try our best. My Snapchat is Timbo Spice, but send dick pics to JJ Sips. That's JJ CIPPS, and answer my fucking email. Some serious shit happens here in Canada. And then lastly, here's the last shout out. J-Train, listening to today's podcast has been a common theme for your advice. What you're telling the master... Oh, this is something from a past episode. He says, what you're telling the masturbating guy and in many other situations is to hang the lantern on your problems. It kind of goes back to advice you gave. It's really calling out your own things no one can give you shit for them.
Right.
Basically, acknowledge your own failures before others can shit on you. Sorry. He links to a Chris Matthews link, and he says, sorry for linking to a liberal Chris Matthews, but this is where I first read of this. It's a useful political tactic and applicable to real life. We read Hardball in high school for government, and basically after we read it, every guy went around saying they had the smallest dick in the group.
and then they fought about
it. Yeah, this turned into every day into a competition to saying you were the smallest, which hid the fact that no one had a BBC, Big Black Cock. The podcast has helped me get through some these miserable years of grad school, so thanks, I guess. Hey, so those are some nice shout-outs. If you'd like a shout out, go check, send in an email, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Snapchat, JTrain56, or on Twitter, JTrain56, Instagram, Jared Freed. We're here with Dante Nero, at Dante Nero on Twitter, at Dante Nero Comedian on Instagram, Beige Phillip Podcast. Let's go one more email, then we'll do the news. Does that sound good? We can do, here are the choices. I'll give you the choices for the last email. Two guys, one girl. We kind of just did that. Butt stuff prep.
Let's go butt stuff.
Girl leaves number.
Okay.
What the fuck am I doing wrong?
Let's do what the fuck am I doing wrong.
Okay. Hey, J-Train. This is from a lady listener. Uh-huh. I need your help. I'm a sophomore sorority girl just living it up. I'd consider myself one of the top hotties at my school.
This is modest.
Oh, I love if a dude ever said that. I consider myself one of the top hotties at this school.
You'd be like, oh, wow.
But can't keep one of those guys around to save my life.
Ah.
I meet a guy, usually your typical fratty douche. We hit it off, have killer conversations. It takes them a while to make it to Pound Town. Most don't even make it there. I'd like to go out, have a good time, so you do find me at a local bar a lot. But I keep it classy. I never drink more than I can handle. Is being a party girl that big of a turnoff? What do you think, girls who party a lot? What do you think of girls who party a lot? Has it ever affected you, one of your relationships? Thanks so much. Absolutely love the podcast. I'll always listen when I'm hungover. So she thinks the reason that guys won't take her seriously as a relationship is her party antics. What do you think?
Look, I have a theory about this, about chicks. It's called the jelly bean theory. Right?
Okay.
Every guy that you meet has a few girls that they're fucking,
or they're trying to get with,
have a little stable or whatever.
Okay.
And on each girl is represented, just picture your dresser, and each girl is represented by a jelly bean jar, right?
Okay.
So everything you do good, jelly beans go in. Everything you do bad, jelly beans go out.
Okay.
Now here's, you give me a blowjob, it's 3 jelly beans. You let me fuck you in the butt, that's 5 jelly beans. Okay. You bitch at me.
Is that what the going rate, that's the going what market rate here's for thing. Butt stuff is,
if
5
you,
jelly beans?
If you bitch at me for not calling, 20 jelly beans go out.
Take them out. So that's worth 4 times butt stuff.
Exactly.
Yes.
So what happens is, at the end of the course of a year, you got 3 jelly beans. Maybe the one jelly bean jar has 17 jelly beans. Another one has 35 in it. Another one has 50 in it.
Mm.
Because their deficit is higher, and it just, the jelly bean jar never gets filled up.
Yeah.
What you have to do with a guy is you have to fill your jelly bean jar up.
Okay.
With the awareness that there are other jelly bean jars, right?
Ah.
Now you're basically stacking the deck. And then as you feel as though this guy's into you, and you've been around and you've done, and your jelly bean jar is filled up, you say, "Listen, I really like you, but I know that you're not monogamous, but so I wish I was a stronger woman, but I have to leave because I just like you too much."
Ah.
Now, he goes, because he's, you know, he's got options. He's like, "Yeah, whatever, I appreciate you being honest, blah, blah, blah." But then you roll in with a dolly, and you pick this huge jelly bean jar up full of jelly beans, and you put it on the dolly, and you scrape all the jelly beans that are on the table, the extra ones, and you put them in, she fills her pockets, and she sweeps up the ones on the floor, and then you roll out.
Yeah.
And then he's there left looking at 2 jelly bean jars, one with 17 jelly beans in it and one with 35.
Ah.
So what he usually does is he'll call you, Snapchat, "Hey, just checking up on you." And you go, "Oh, I really appreciate you calling me, but please don't contact me. I like you too much."
Yes.
"And I don't want to change who you are,
mm.
but I just can't communicate with you." Eventually, what he will do, yeah, is he'll go, "Man, I like this chick. I mean, it's all those fucking jelly beans. I mean, she just everything right." And she'll go, "Look, let's hang out. Let's see." And you'll go, "She'll go, no, but this, I don't want to change who you are."
Yes.
I want you to be able to be who you are, but I just like you like that.
Yeah.
He'll go, let's give it a shot.
So I agree so much with that, because in something that I think a lot is, what you're saying is, be too good to be true,
right?
And then take that away,
right?
Set
right.
And
I say it as B-A-B-B, be a better bitch.
Be a better bitch.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. I mean, I think a lot of that is setting your standard,
right?
And not fraying from that standard,
right?
You know, the girl in the beginning that it was her, she was like, "I'm not having sex in this situation." She said no. She said no. She said no. She said, "I'll do a blowjob."
Right.
You know, she was like, "I'm cool with blowjob.
Right.
I am not going to have sex."
Right.
And she set her standard,
right,
and she stuck to her standard.
Right.
And then she left there knowing that she still had what she wanted.
Right.
Who wanted her virginity to be special, which
right.
is great. Good
right.
for her.
Right.
But she gave the things that she was willing to give.
Right.
And guys respect girls who have a standard before they get there.
Sure.
You know, when you hear that a girl's like, "I do my job great," or "I go to school and do a good job,"
right,
"then I'll go out with you, then maybe I'll blow you. I ain't having sex with you unless I know no one else is coming by."
Right.
When
right.
a girl says that, and it's before, and it's set in stone before you got there, and it's
like,
not, "I never do this before."
Right, right.
You know,
all
you know,
the
all the
shit,
bullshit
yeah,
that you've yeah. heard before, where you're like, "I know you never do this before, but you're doing it right now."
Right, right, right.
So now all that's bullshit. Now you've done it before.
Right, right.
So when a girl has, and this goes against, and I think a lot of the problems that a lot of girls have is they're afraid to be turned down.
Sure.
but you can turn down the guy.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You have to set a standard that you're looking for, and people have to amount to that. You don't have to amount to other people's standard.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I think a lot of times, especially pretty girls,
yeah,
they want to sell you what they want to sell you. They don't want to sell you what you want to buy.
Okay.
So, for instance, she goes, I'm one of the hottest ones in here, da 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 da, right? Yeah. And then, but... you know, it's like the it's like 987 or 986. It's like what kind of personality you have. So you're hot, yeah, but are you really that kind of that cooler chick?
Are you fun?
Right? Are you fun to be with? And so, because if you are the best version of yourself, a guy is gonna want to be with you. You get a lot of times. I get calls from girls who want to get the ring. They want to, you know, they feel like I've been with you for 5 years. I should get the ring. No, you shouldn't. Yeah. You should make me feel like there's no guy.
I have to get the ring.
I need to get this. Yeah. You deserve this, and I need to get this.
And I agree with that. That's so much to me. Like when I see a girl that I'm like so into, and you know, I have a girlfriend now where I'm like, oh, I love what she's got going on. Right. I want to be a part of that.
Right. She's got the party train.
Yes.
I want to be on
that's
that.
That's the thing. And I think that's a lot of girls will say, well, how do I fit myself onto his party train?
Right.
Guys want to see a train going by that they want to ride on. I want to ride
and
that.
And girls the same.
And the girls
so,
the same.
Guys, you have to be the best version of yourself. And as you put your best version of yourself, people want to get on your train.
And I think a lot of times we're dealing with a certain audience. You know, she mentions the douchey frat guys. Douchey frat guys are going to live their lives no matter what.
Right.
They're going to have the best time no matter what the situation may show. And that's a train that a lot of girls want to get on because they're like, look at him. He has fun. He's doing a high kick in the middle of this
in the middle of this bar mitzvah.
You know, like, why is he doing this? And that's the thing where, you know, a lot of bros, and I put up, you know, quotation marks, get a bad rap because they're like, well, that guy's just having fun no matter where he goes. And then he screws over girls. Well, because a lot of girls want to be a part of that fun.
Sure.
You know, and I think
he's telling you who he is up front.
Totally. And I think when a lot of girls will come to me and say, well, you know, he didn't do this and he won't do that and he won't do that. Then you just said three things that you wanted and he didn't do.
Right.
So maybe he's not good enough for you.
Right.
Maybe
you're not good enough for him.
Maybe you haven't
gotten him to the point where he feels as though you're worth it to do those things.
And I think it goes back to the beginning advice that you said, where if you, it's a little bit of a selfish thing.
Sure.
If you're working on you,
right,
making yourself the best person, then having the best time yourself, making yourself the happiest, other people want to be a part of that happiness. And that's the same.
It's funny. I always say I'm dope. I do dope shit.
Yeah.
So I've had a chick. I gave a chick a Valentine's Day. I gave her a little diamond necklace, little heart thing. And she was like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I can't accept it. It's and I go, why?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, it's just, you didn't have to do that. And I'm going, that's right, bitch. I wanted to do it. I don't have.
Yeah.
It's good you understand that because I don't have to do a fucking thing.
Yeah.
But I did it. I appreciate that you appreciate. And literally, I got a pair of alligator shoes that are worth three times that. So I'm
not a
dope.
Big deal.
I do dope shit. Take your little trinket. And
I think we helped. I think we helped America just now.
Yeah, I think
TFM podcast at gmail.com. Dante, thank you for coming on.
I love coming in, man. I love you, Jared, man. You're a good dude, right? And I love coming on the podcast. I love the way it moves, and I love the fans, man. It's a good feeling.
Go follow Dante. Support him at Dante Nero on Twitter. Now, give the email address for if they want personal contact.
Save me Dante. It's SaveMeDante at gmail.com. But if you listen to the podcast at beigephillip.com or just on iTunes, it's Beige Philip Show. And follow me on Twitter at Dante Nero, whatever. You can listen to the show. And if it's really, you know, like, I get a lot of situations where it's desperate. Where a dude is like, I'm going through this breakup. I don't know what to do. I mean, last year I had a guy who was 27 years old, virgin, said that if he didn't get laid in 3 years, he was going to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
Said he was going to commit suicide.
And
we got him late.
Got him
2
late?
Years in. We worked him through, and he's smashing puss.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
just
it's
took
fantastic.
That little chisel.
Yeah, we worked on him a little bit.
Yeah, he's like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Little by little.
Yeah, he
finally got out of that jail cell.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So,
was he happy? He's like ecstatic?
He's ecstatic, and he's just, he goes, and it's funny now, he goes, man, man, when I met you and I first started listening to the show, he was like, dude, I can't believe I was ready to kill myself. And this is so much easier than I thought it was.
Yeah.
One of the things, the way we got him in there is I say to guys, if you have a problem with that approach anxiety, guys who are not getting laid, I say lay to five bricks, which means go out and talk to five women a day.
Okay.
Just
get your reps in.
Nice hair. Beautiful. Yeah. I love your makeup. Great shoes. I love those shorts. That t-shirt's great. Just five a day.
And I know there's a guy. There's a guy out there listening right now. Be like, great shoes. That's so gay. You got to be a little gay to have sex.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
you got to be a little gay.
Sure. And because it's guy says that's great. Great shoes is gay is because he doesn't. That's why he thinks it's gay. You're not trying to pick up your boy.
Yeah. you're trying to make a girl feel good about her shoes.
Right. And what do women love better than shoes? Yeah. Or if they get a new haircut. Or, man, I love the color of your hair. Just those little details.
It's like when a girl says, I love your dick, you're like, oh, thank you. That's the only thing I want you to love. That's what I love, too. I love my dick.
I love it, too. Yeah. And I want all of you to love it as well. So
awesome. Go follow Dante. Get involved. We're going to do some news. Before we go to that, you can follow me, JTrain56, on all platforms. Also, my website, JTrainComedy.com. I'm wearing a shirt right now if you're watching on Daily Motion. You can get this shirt on my website, JTrainComedy. Go order them. Go check that out. We got all the emoji shirts. We're going to be right back with the news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you got to.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Dante, thank you so much for coming on. That was some fantastic advice. I think we really helped people out.
I think so.
Go follow Dante at Dante Nero on Twitter, Beige Philo Podcast. Go check it out. Go support him. That was a fantastic episode. I'm happy to be the official sponsor of internships, shitty internships all over the country. So if you're at an internship right now, you're on G-Chat, tell someone to listen along. Get people involved. TFM Podcast, get people subscribed. Tell them about it. We, you know, it's really cool what's happening. I you know, over the summer, feel like each summer, you know, Chris, the producer, Man Stamp, coming out to do the news.
Yeah.
We were just saying, over the summer, it feels like we get a little bump every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I was mentioning it before we started the show. But, yeah, it's because you guys are at your internship. You don't have a lot going on. You listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Check it out. Tell a friend. So, Man Stamp, at Man Stamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday morning. You can get that.
That's right.
Let's hear some news.
So this is an interesting one. Wade Boggs, the former baseball player, explains how he drank 100 beers in a day.
Wow. This is a story that I've known for a long time. This is like one of those like urban myths. Yeah, but he explained it?
Yeah, there's a video. If you go on Total Frat Move, go to the news, you can find the video. But I have a quote from a former big league pitcher named Brian Rose, who was with him on the plane. He says, I was sitting next to him on a plane, and a flight attendant came by and gave him a case of beer. He slid it under the seat, and I was like, what's up with that? We only have an hour flight. And he was like, that's mine. So Wade Boggs apparently has a pretty big history of putting him down.
If I could go back to college, what I would do is I'd have like my best friend and I would exchange a story.
Right.
You know, like you do it sophomore year. Don't make it too obvious. Like I go to my best friend and be like, listen, you take this story and you think it out. You take this story, I'll take this story.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like don't make it like oh yeah, like you know, you heard a girl told you that I was the best at going down on girls. Right. Like, don't make it like you have a huge dick.
Right.
You know, don't make it something that's going to get so big.
Right.
But like, exchange a story. Like, oh, like I heard, like I don't know, like what could, like you know, drink 100 beers. But I've been hearing this Wade Boggs story.
Right.
My whole life.
Right.
And whether it's true or not, it is true. Perception is reality.
Right. Sure.
You know, now he's answering questions about it. Do something that it, like. You know, just go to your best friend, have a story that you could each spread around,
right?
And then do it little by little. That's what I would do. I'd go to my buddy. I'd be like, just tell every, you know, person at this
thinking
school.
Ahead.
Yeah, think ahead. And it's like a little worm that you're letting free.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little carrier pigeon.
It's funny. What I used to do is because I always cheated on my wife. So I always wore a ring on my ring finger.
Okay.
So that when I did get married and I had to wear my wedding ring, I always had a tan on the ring.
So you had the wedding ring on before you got married.
Yeah.
So that like it was just known, Dante just wears a ring.
Well, it's funny. Keith Robinson came on my show and he said he was with this girl for 6 years and she wanted the ring and she was like, she kept pestering him about the ring.
Yeah.
And so he went to a pawn shop. He got a receipt for $20,000 for a ring. And then he just left it hanging out of his wallet and left his wallet out. And she was like, oh, my God. He got it.
That's the thing. Like, set yourself up. Like, Wade Boggs could do, like, probably has a career.
It's a book. 100 beers.
You know, 100, is the next book. Yeah. Like, he's set himself up. Like, these just little nuggets of perception.
Or Wade Boggs just drinks like a fucking fish.
Or he drinks 100 beers.
Really, other option, or he'll probably be dead from cirrhosis of the liver.
Or Wade Boggs is dying tomorrow. We don't know. Or he's God. Like, we don't know what's wrong with this guy. Let's go to the next story.
This is ridiculous. Sacramento State will now offer history class alternative that doesn't include both world wars and a number of other like important things. There's a list of things it's leaving out. It's an alternative anthropology class, and the course will instead be based around the intersection of race, class, gender, ethnicity. Like, it's based in a good principle, but it's leaving out huge events in history.
That's a problem.
Are we trying? Right. This is like the pussification of America. It's like, we're trying to make us.
History.
Yeah, we're trying to make like, why leave out the world wars? We won.
Yeah.
Why are we fucking leaving out the best fucking parts?
Yeah.
Leaving out a ton of stuff. The Korean War, the Cold War, McCarthyism, both world wars.
So what is that? How does that help anybody?
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to sanitize our history so that we don't know how fucked up we were coming up. But the whole point is to evolve to be better. And to show that
we're flawed,
and that it took us time to get. I mean, if you think about it, from the inception of America till now, to being becoming a superpower, it's 400 or 500 years.
Yeah.
If you England and Scotland and Ireland, these people, they have thousands of years building these histories the way you have these old castles. 400 or 500 years, we went from a colony to a superpower.
Yeah. Right.
And so
we were a 15 seed in the tournament.
Yeah.
And now, you know, went up to a one, beat a number one seed.
And we're young. We're still young. And so the problems, I think, in race and history and stuff is just, it's par for the course for us just being young. I mean, how many generations is that?
I bet you there's, maybe this guy's using our the advice we just gave, and he put in the history books, like, Dr. Joseph and his huge penis saved America from the Germans.
That's why we didn't have World War One.
Yeah, there was no World War One. Everyone just saw Dr. Joseph's penis and just thought, oh, this is great. Things are
South
good.
Park, where you are America and your huge penis.
I mean, it's just like, I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand why we want to, like, run away from mistakes. Like, that's how you learn.
Well, you literally said it earlier in the podcast. Change is how you learn.
So
it's like, you see that you fucked up, you make a change, and you're
going
to learn from that.
You know what's going on? This is a high school or a college?
It's college.
Yeah, there's too much money at colleges. People are trying to have these bullshit jobs that they're trying to, like, give credibility to.
Sure.
So they create new shit that doesn't matter.
But it's also the PC cops run amok. Like, I don't know. I forget the comic. There's a famous comic that just said, I'm not doing. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Just said he's not doing.
Now, if fucking Jerry is too edgy for college, like, get your balls back.
He's the least edgy comic. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the colleges. I mean, I have said this before. We have a college bubble.
Yeah.
There's too many colleges. There's too many people going to college.
Sure.
You know, there's too many idiots. You know, I actually thought this before. Like, college should be for smart people and rich people. And, you know, like, listen, if you can't afford it, like, what are you doing?
Right.
There's a reason.
Rich people don't need it, though. It's fine.
Yeah, but
they
rich people won't lose their lives if they go. There's no mark on their lives.
This is actually the hustle now. Like, if you look at these ITC and DeVry and all these companies.
Yes.
What they do is they bring people. You're sitting home watching Jerry Springer, and that's all the commercials.
That's every commercial.
And it's like, you come on, you want to get a girl and a car, you got to get your education, and then you go out and take some dumb dude takes a loan out for 80 grand, and now he's in debt for the rest of his life because he
failed out of DeVry, even more embarrassing.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Why can't you get this ring while I'm in debt? Why? Where were you last year? I failed out of DeVry. Oh my god!
Couldn't get that computer, that air conditioning refrigeration course finished.
Well, why aren't you an electrician then? What happened there?
Now, what's more embarrassing, the 80,000 or the DeVry failure? So let's go to the next story.
This is a more fun one. I like this one. Pornhub, which we always talk about, great company.
Love
They're always innovating.
Great company.
Yeah, we need them as a sponsor on this podcast.
That'd be great. They want to film a porno in space, and they're crowdfunding this project.
I'm for it.
I'm
totally for it.
Just to see a fucking chick fly around and like whack her head in zero gravity.
I want to see the money shot go an infinite line.
Yeah, the zero gravity money shot.
Just into another galaxy.
See it slowly go into the person's eye.
Or they just pop up. Just hope as a
Think about how the explanation to the wife. Whether for the guy that accidentally uses the family credit card to give money to this.
Oh, yeah.
Just
come on,
like,
babe. It's space.
Well, I thought you said we had no money. Right. Listen, I just want to see the money shot. Zero gravity. You don't know how important this was to me.
I get a helmet. Get a space helmet.
I've been a Star Wars fan forever. And I always wanted to know what it would look like.
It's ridiculous. They actually are not. They're pretty sure that sex will work in space. Sure. They're not positive, but they think it'll work.
So
out.
They haven't. None of the astronauts have ever had sex in space. There's female astronauts.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody must have fucked.
You would think, but they're kind of busy. Probably.
That shows how fucking classy people used to be. I'm sure someone fucked in space,
and they never said anything.
No one ever said anything. Today there'll be a fucking Instagram shot of the chick with him sleeping in zero gravity behind
floating around
her.
Getting a blowjob,
floating around, be like, look at this shit. It'd be on Snapchat 10 seconds later.
I was gonna say Snapchatting from the face of the moon. Just
check out this blowjob in space from a PhD. Like, oh, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last one, and this kind of ties into something we were talking about before, the girl that caught the cum shot in her eye.
Yeah.
The California bill proposes that porn stars start wearing eye protection.
Oh, really?
Which is obviously absurd.
You know what? I might like a little one of those Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles.
Yeah.
It might be kind of cool.
80s, a little old school. I just like the thought that, like, if you start having that law, mm-hmm. 10 years from now, they'll be being like, listen, I'm just really, goggles are my fetish. feet weren't even a thing.
Well, dude, they do that.
30 years ago.
The whole teacher fetish and where the guy comes on the chick's glasses.
Yeah, where's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fetish?
That's it.
Saying these fetishes are more like commonplace now. Yeah, like people just talk freely about their feet thing. And you're like, wait a minute, that's your disgusting fucking thing.
How crazy is it that people talk about their fetishes openly, but they don't want to talk about the World War One?
Yeah, that's the crazy. They're like, yes, I am. People talk about like there's like 20 different like so-and-so sexuals these days.
Yeah.
I'm into animals.
Yeah,
I have a right to pee.
It's my thing.
Please don't make fun of me.
Korean War, that's just racist.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong?
Stop calling it the Korean War.
It's the inter-Asian War. Yeah. Shut up. You don't
we have a fucked up world. Well, thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for
Chris,
having me.
Chris, @mansamp on Twitter. Dante, you're fantastic,
you're
as usual.
Man.
Thank you.
Love coming, man.
@DanteNiro. Go follow him, support him. Beigeville Podcast. Go subscribe. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll see you next Tuesday, as we are here every Tuesday. See you next week.